This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Talking about the new Giants general manager, which right now I know for most people it's just a name. Let's go ahead and get it right. It's Zach Manassian, and he was officially introduced today, and he and Buster Posey chatted things out on Zoom with the media for a little while. But everything else is TBD. I do think that when you hear people talk about Zach, and this is something the Giants are going to have to deal with here, no matter who it is, when I hear people so far talk about what he does and who he is and what his background is, everyone's kind of tooting the horn of like, man, he's really good with the numbers. He has been a part of a lot of these finds that the Giants have been able to pluck from other organizations. And it's almost like, yeah, that's a good thing. But y'all realize that no one wants to hear that right now, right? Like, no one wants to hear, here's our new GM. He's amazing with the spreadsheet.
Right.
Nobody wants to hear it, even though I admit, like, it's fair. It's that's a good thing, but it's a difficult putt for the Giants right now.
Especially when you think about who hired him, which is he was hired by Farhan Zaidi. So you go from Farhan Zaidi and you replace him with somebody who Farhan had hired, who was in charge of scouting. And scouting is not something that I would say they've done very well in the Farhan Zaidi era. They've produced some prospects who've come up to be major leaguers, but you look at the farm right now, and the farm system is not rated very highly by many people who look at farm systems. And so this guy was the VP of professional scouting.
Yep.
And the scouting department, I know they just fired a bunch of scouts before Farhan lost his gig. That was one of his final acts as president of baseball ops. So it does feel a little bit of a question mark to me where you hire from within, and it seemed like what was going on within wasn't good enough at the top because the guy at the top lost his job.
Yep. At the same time, Buster Posey, I guess, passed along that initially this is not someone who was on his radar, but it got recommended to him a bunch of times. Then he kind of nailed the conversations and moved up the chain and got the gig. Now, this media availability happened during our show today, so we didn't get to be on there and ask any questions. I do know what I think everybody's first question is. Are you big game hunting?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing this offseason? Here's Juan Soto in the clubhouse after game five the other night.
I don't know what's the teams that want to come after me, but definitely I'll be open to listen every single team. I don't have any doors closed or anything like that, so I'm going to be available for all 30 teams.
All 30 teams, I'm available.
Man, there's a shock.
Come and talk to me.
Free agent says he's open to all 30 teams.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have to say that.
I'm open to seven teams, and
well,
that's
no.
It. The other 23, you can pound salt.
I think the stock answer would have been, look, we just went to the World Series, so obviously there are some some strong ties that have been developed here. I very much enjoy it here. And so hopefully that conversation goes well. But I'm a free agent, and certainly we're going to be having some conversations, and we'll see how this goes.
Yeah.
I think that would be the stock answer. Put it this way, Dibs. If I'm a Yankee fan, didn't dig the answer. Didn't dig it at all.
Yeah, I guess, but how could you think that he would say anything else? He's not just going to say, man, I love it here, and I'm going to be a Yankee. Darn it, we're gonna make this work. He's a free agent, and I'm looking at some of the reports. John Heyman reporting that Juan Soto is eyeing a historic $700 million contract in free agency.
Why not?
Exactly. Well, then you're going to say, I'm open to all 30 teams. If you're looking for max money, you want a bidding war.
Right. But again, there's what you're thinking, and then there's what you're saying in front of a microphone, especially inside the visitor's locker room at Dodger Stadium. Or actually, no, this happened in Yankee Stadium. Inside your home clubhouse right after a frustrating World Series loss, and this question's being asked of you. So Juan Soto's 26 years old. He's already played for three different teams.
Yep.
Even though I don't think anybody ever wanted to give him up, but they've had to. And so to me, this is sort of the question for Giants fans. Do you even want the Giants to engage on this one?
Of course.
You do?
Oh, absolutely.
Well, you've been very, very critical of them engaging with Aaron Judge.
Right. Well, because they got clowned.
Well,
so,
but if you engage, that's sort of like, don't ask that girl out because she may say no. Like, do you
want the thing about Judge was he was never going to leave the Yankees.
Maybe Soto won't either.
Well, then if you have the conversation with him and you don't think that he's going to leave the Yankees, then don't engage.
Yeah, but what? Maybe he said the opposite. Maybe Aaron Judge said, and he has said after the fact, he has said two things. It was always the Yankees.
Yeah.
And then he's also sort of indicated, but if that didn't go the way I wanted it to, then the Giants was probably going to be my next bet. I do actually think that. I don't think he ever wanted to leave the Yankees. But if the Yankees at the 11th hour hadn't done what they did, then I do think Aaron would be at third and king.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I mean, that's conjecture, and it doesn't even matter if I think that was the case or not.
Now.
If Juan Soto is going to stay and be a Yankee, then don't engage. But if he really is going to throw it open to 30 teams, why not? Why not go out there and throw your hat in the ring? It's the Manassian era now. And Zach's out there, and as Bobby Valentine just told us, when he puts a hook in the water, he gets a fish. That's what Bobby Valentine said about a young man who he's known his entire life. So we'll see if he's going to put that hook into that water.
Let's keep over-promising so that we can under-deliver. Let's keep that going.
Well, it's like, better than the alternative, which is under-promise and under-deliver.
Yeah, I mean, I guess this is how I'd answer it. You know, like, sure, do you want the Giants to try? I don't want the Giants to act small market, even though I think a lot of their fans think they are small market. I want the Giants to think big. Do you want them to get a meeting? Do you want them to make a phone call to Scott Boras? They obviously know him well. So, sure, all of that is fine. I think the difference this time around is not the Giants. I think it's us. I'm not buying it.
No,
of course not. I'm not doing this. I'm not going to believe for one second that Juan Soto is, forget coming to the Giants, I'm not going to believe for one second that he's leaving the Yankees. Period. And I will be thrilled and surprised if I'm wrong. That would be great. But I will not believe it until I see it.
Well, even if he does leave the Yankees, and let's just pretend for the sake of this conversation that Juan Soto is going to leave the Yankees for whatever reason, where is he going to wind up? I don't know if the Giants would be in the top three, probably not. Top five, maybe. Top 10, that feels a little bit closer to where Juan might actually land, where the Giants might land.
I don't even know if there's 10 teams that would offer $700 million.
Yeah.
If that's what we're talking about, you know, that's where the Giants come into play, and I know their own fans are like, come on. The Giants' problem right now is not meeting the contract. The Giants' problem right now is that they don't offer free agents a realistic chance to win consistently.
Right.
That's their problem.
I'm looking at a Bleacher Report breakdown, and they list 9 teams that don't spend at that level, 4 that aren't going to be good enough, 2 that are shedding, 5 that are focused on pitching, and then you get to a top 10 destinations,
yep,
and the Giants are among those 10.
Okay. Yeah.
So there's that.
Sweet. We made the Bleacher Report, everybody.
They're eighth.
we're presented by Fremont Bank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.